You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, Republicans maintain their majorities in Congress. It paves the way for the GOP to reshape Washington. We'll have a recap of U.S. congressional races around the country with Harry Enten from 538.com.
First, national election results are getting a lot of the attention today, but there were also many seats up for grabs in the Wisconsin State Senate and Assembly yesterday. Half of Wisconsin State Senate seats were up for a vote, so there were 16 races on the ballot, and all 99 state Assembly seats were determined yesterday as well.
And we'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What are the top issues that you want to see the Wisconsin legislature address in the next session? Do you think that Republicans having strong control of the legislature will help move things along, get things done? And how well do you feel that your state senator or assembly member represents your needs and your interests? Call 800-642-1234. 1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter, was working late into the night last night covering these results and more. Laurel, good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, let's start with the big picture in each chamber one at a time. How much did the Wisconsin Senate change?
Well, not very much. Republicans picked up one seat in the state Senate.
And that was Democrats are hoping maybe a majority for Democrats is always a long shot, but they were hoping to actually make a couple gains here. So this was a surprise along the lines of a lot of other things that happened in the country from the Democrats' perspective, wasn't it?
That's right, Rob. It was really a disappointment for Democrats. They had two seats in particular that they were targeting that they had hopes that they might be able to flip from Republican control to their control. That was the 18th Senate District and the 14th Senate District. And they just weren't able to pull that off in either instance.
And a slight pickup in the Assembly also for Republicans.
That's right. Republicans picked up one seat in the Assembly as well.
And are you hearing things from Republicans? We'll talk about some policy things in a bit, but are Republican leaders chalking their gains up to Donald Trump, unexpected turnout in certain areas? Are they their message?
Well, they are pointing to Donald Trump. I just returned from a press conference with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and he said that it's undeniable that Donald Trump had an effect on down-ballot races, that he helped down-ballot races. The speaker said that he was expecting Donald Trump to do so, and it does look like he pulled that off for him.
Before we get into some specific races, let's take a look at that press conference you're at. This is new news even since Election Day. This is, as you mentioned, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Majority Leader Jim Steinke. Here's Robin Voss now talking about concealed carry laws and how they pertain to schools, one of their possible agenda items.
I think there are legitimate issues that folks have brought up, that if you have a legal concealed carry permit and you want to drop off your kids at school, mm-hmm. under the current law, you're committing a crime. You know, so there should be people of goodwill who once again sit down and say, okay, what's a common sense answer to solve this problem so we don't have folks who are concerned about getting arrested for doing something as simple as dropping off their grandkids?
So that sounds like a relatively small tweak on concealed carry laws. Mm-hmm. Are they talking a lot of little things, or are they looking at bigger picture changes in 2017?
Well, that was just one little thing that they mentioned that was very specific. I think what we're going to see from Wisconsin Republicans is just a little bit more assertiveness, maybe a little bit more confidence in accomplishing the agenda that they have already laid out. So Senator Scott Fitzgerald, who is the majority leader in the Senate, has been in touch with media today. He said that we should really expect a lot of the same things that the Republican-controlled houses have been doing since they took control of the state capitol in 2010. So some of the specific things, in addition to what Speaker Voss mentioned there with concealed carry, could be, you know, limiting or repealing some prevailing wage laws, working on the minimum markup law, creating some incentives for private schools. So a lot of the things that we've seen Republicans working on in Wisconsin, just continuing those things and really taking this strong majority as kind of a mandate to continue what they've been doing here in Wisconsin.
We're talking to Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter, looking at yesterday's election results in the races for Wisconsin State Assembly and State Senate. As we've heard, Republicans had slight pickups in both chambers. Democrats had been hoping to flip some seats there. They did not. Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jeff joins us from Superior. Jeff, hi.
Good afternoon. Thanks for this opportunity. I know that our mayor up here in Superior is planning to leave office in April, and one of the issues he brought up is how the state legislature is not going to be giving local governments aid, you know, through money, through revenues. So local governments are pretty much on their own to provide revenue streams to invest in their local communities. And I think the Republican argument throughout the state is promoting entrepreneurship and ingenuity on a local level, and I think that empowers people rather than being told, say, perhaps by Democratic Party leaders, that believe everything is going to be okay when it isn't. You have to now dig deeper in order to get local services to be paid for, because the money's not there with tax cuts and other revenue sharing. So it's going to be a creative future, but I think the Republicans won that argument.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Laurel, was there talk about funding for local governments at all from at this press conference you were at?
There really wasn't, Rob. They talked some about the state transportation debate, which has been, of course, very contentious with the governor, the state Senate, and the state assembly not being able to find common ground on that. The governor has said that he doesn't want any new taxes to pay for road spending. There's a projected transportation budget shortfall of almost $1 billion in the next budget. So that was really where the conversation focused in terms of providing money to local governments. Of course, they're involved in transportation funding. And what Speaker Voss said about that today was, you know, Donald Trump seemed to run on a platform of bringing people together and discussing these issues, being pragmatic, kind of bringing that business perspective. And so he takes that as a sign that that's what people are interested in doing. And he thinks that that can happen in Wisconsin with that transportation budget.
Thanks for that call. We'll go next to Terry on the line in Colfax. Terry, hi.
Hi.
What would you want to bring up, Terry?
As an independent, I've seen Governor Walker's progress so far. I don't expect any cooperation across the aisles in Madison. Things like minimum wage I could go on. Funding the UW system. It doesn't seem like, and I won't even talk about the K-12 system.
All right, Terry, I got your point. First of all, he's not expecting to see a lot of cooperation across the aisle. Laurel, given the majorities they have, Republicans don't really have any need to work across the aisle for the most part, do they?
That's right. I mean, they really can get a lot of things done unilaterally. I think Speaker Voss made a point today of saying that he hopes to work with Democrats across the aisle. He hopes that they build a coalition, that they can agree on certain issues. And to mention something that Terry brought up there, Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald in the Senate has actually mentioned that increasing some spending for K-12 education and the University of Wisconsin system is among his priorities. And Governor Scott Walker has also discussed that a bit, talking about possibly providing funding for the UW system that's based on kind of measures of success. We're not totally sure what that means yet, what sort of benchmarks they might have to meet to earn that funding. But that's definitely something that Wisconsin Republicans have been discussing that we might see come up in the next legislative session.
We'll talk a little more about some of the most competitive seats, Laurel. But, I mean, there were 99 plus 16, so 115 state legislative elections, most of them from election to election. If there's more than one candidate, often it's a lock for a Democrat or a Republican because of the way lines are drawn. And in many districts, there's no competition. There is exactly one candidate on the ballot. So the vast majority of the seats yesterday were really never in question, were they?
That's right. Yeah, I think that there was something like 50 uncontested races.
Uncontested.
That's right. So the incumbent was just kind of hanging out, didn't have a challenge there to worry about. But what we did see, whether the race was contested or not, whether they had an opponent or not, it was a very good night for incumbents last night. And of course, the majority of incumbents were Republicans. So Republicans had a very strong night.
We're talking about the results of the state Senate and Assembly races yesterday and policies moving forward with Laurel White, WPR's state capitol reporter.
And we'd like to hear from you. Did anything about the races for Wisconsin's Assembly and Senate seats surprise you? If you lived in a district that was being decided yesterday, what was the tone of that race? If you volunteered on a state campaign, tell us what it was about the candidate that inspired you to get involved. And with the Republicans holding a stronger majority, what are the top issues for you? What do you want to see them get to and address in the next session? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're taking a look now at how the races for Wisconsin State Senate and Assembly turned out and what priorities the Republican majority is putting forward now that the election is a day behind us. WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White is with us to recap the results.
You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts on Wisconsin State Legislature, a slightly bigger Republican majority in both chambers. Good news, bad news, what are you hoping for, fearing in the next session of the legislature? Call 800-642-1234. Before we go back to our callers, Laurel, wanted to key in a couple of these races. The kind of surprise flip was Julie Lassa, Democratic incumbent, 24th state Senate race or seat. Talk about that race in central Wisconsin a little.
That's right. That was really a surprise to most folks that have been predicting and watching Wisconsin election heading up to last night. Nobody really thought that this race was going to be in play. What ended up happening was the incumbent, Julie Lassa, who is a Democrat, lost to her Republican challenger. She lost 48% to 52%, so not a huge margin, but certainly enough to be a definitive loss for Lassa. And there are a lot of things that, you know, people are looking at today as they try to pinpoint why Republicans had such a strong night and why we might have had an upset like in that race. And there are a whole list of things I could go into, Rob, that run from turnout of Democratic voters to redistricting to voter ID to voter enthusiasm. But I think, you know, that was one race where we really saw a surprise happen. Of course, the entire night was a big surprise to a lot of people.
Let's go back to our callers. We've got Dwayne on the line now in Wausau. Dwayne, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to bring up, Dwayne?
I'm hoping that with the Republican, with a stronger Republican, and I don't know, but I would like to see them put more monies back into the municipalities, because living in Wausau, we just had a referendum to turn down a $25 wheel tax to cover our roads, which is about $650,000. But I don't understand why we can't get more of our money back. That's one of the things I hope that they would pursue.
Dwayne, thanks for that call. And I've heard, Laurel, from people with municipality organizations saying exactly what Dwayne is saying. They're having a hard time paying for their local roads. Forget the highways that have been a big part of the conversation in transportation. Any talk of that in this race in the Republican agenda?
That's absolutely right. I think, you know, a lot of municipalities have really been pushing for that road funding to go through. And that is, again, probably the biggest debate that we're going to have when legislators return to the Capitol starting in January and start talking through this next biennial budget. There is certainly pressure for that to happen. I think it sort of depends on where common ground can be reached between the governor, the Senate, and the Assembly. Having new taxes like a wheel tax, gas tax, things like that are things that the governor has said that he won't support unless there are equivalent cuts elsewhere. So, you know, the Assembly Speaker today in that press conference said that he is open to discussing a variety of options. Everything should be on the table, he says. So I think as we head into this next budget debate, we should consider that it's going to be a wide-ranging discussion, but certainly the governor has drawn a line in the sand. So it'll be interesting to see if he's willing to negotiate on that at all.
In the course of the presidential campaign, Donald Trump had called for big boosts in infrastructure investment. So that's something I've seen. Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader in the House, said, yeah, maybe this is something we can work with Donald Trump on. Are you hearing Republican leaders in Wisconsin referencing their presidential candidate on infrastructure?
Absolutely. Speaker Voss mentioned that today. He said that that's an area where he and Trump 100% agree that infrastructure should be a primary priority in spending, making sure that roads and bridges around, you know, in the speaker's case, Wisconsin, or in President-elect Trump's case, the country, are the best that they can be. And of course, they make the argument that that's beneficial not only to just everyday folks that use the roads, but to businesses that are already functioning or businesses that might be interested in moving into the state.
Let's bring on another caller now. Joan is with us in Eau Claire. Joan, hi.
Hi. I'm not at all surprised as to how our legislature turned out with these elections. We haven't had a fair and competitive election in Wisconsin since the gerrymandering went into effect in 2011. And I realize other states are dealing with this as well. But not only is Wisconsin one of the most egregiously gerrymandered states in the country, but in the history of our country, unfortunately. And thank you for allowing me to speak.
Joan, thanks for the call. This is an issue that's been in the courts. Laurel, now that the election's on, I'll have to go back and see where that is. People have pointed out Republicans used the state law as it stood to draw the lines the way they did. Democrats had controlled both houses of the legislature and the governor's office and didn't change those laws, maybe hoping that they would be the ones drawing the map. That's the rule we have right now, and that's how it's worked out so far.
That's right, and redistricting is certainly an element that people are bringing up when they discuss the election results of last night. And as the caller mentioned, you know, those new maps went into place in 2011. And as you mentioned, there's a federal court case ongoing right now that's challenging the legality, the constitutionality of those maps. So we're waiting to hear back from the court on what they're going to do about that. Those arguments, I believe, were in June, late May or June. And many people believe that the court was waiting until after the election yesterday to issue their ruling because they didn't want to affect the election in any way. So I would expect that we'll be hearing the federal court's ruling on Wisconsin's new maps within the next few months.
Joan, thanks for that call. We're talking to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter. Before we take another caller, Laurel, want to look at the race. Luther Olson, Republican Senate, Ripon area. He was another targeted candidate by Democrats. He is someone who is seen on some issues anyway as a more moderate Republican senator than his peers. He held on pretty handily, didn't he?
He did. Senator Olson ended up coming out with 57% of the vote. His challenger was Waupaca Mayor Brian Smith, and Smith had 43% of the vote. This was a really interesting race. As you mentioned, this was one of the two that Democrats thought that they might be able to flip in the Senate. And an awful lot of money was spent in this race. Senator Olson was targeted for votes, including his support of the public financing of the Milwaukee Bucks arena. He was hit for not visiting the state veterans home at King, which some people might be aware. There's been some controversy lately, some allegations that conditions at that veterans home aren't as they should be. And so this was a very high profile race. Senator Olson was also involved in some of the John Doe documents that came out, that Guardian story that sort of implicated him allegedly in voting for a lead paint bill, that there had been a donor to Republican campaigns and that the bill would benefit them to sort of protect them from lawsuits. So there were all sorts of allegations and issues flying in this race to unseat Senator Luther Olson. And we've really found out last night that none of those issues seem to stick with Wisconsin voters, and he is safely holding his seat.
Let's bring on another caller now. Janice is with us from just outside of La Crosse. Janice, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much. I am elated. I'm excited. I'm so high from this miraculous Trump win right now. I love it. and I love my state of Wisconsin, and I'm like, great, I'm glad Ron Johnson got back in. Let's get something done. Bring business back in here, get competition going again, get our infrastructure, our roads, our streets, our highways, get this stuff moving. Get, you know, become competitive again. Trump's a businessman. Bring in the jobs. Let's go. Get this thing moving again. Thank God. Get rid of Obamacare. That joke, you know. Come on.
Janice, we're focusing on the state part of this. We hear you, though. And Janice, another person excited about the opportunity to boost infrastructure, as she obviously a big supporter of the Republican sweep in this election. But again, this is something that maybe could be a bipartisan effort on infrastructure related issues, Laurel.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that we could definitely see that. And it's interesting that Janice, and I love Janice's energy. I think a lot of the reporters that have been covering this race, we've had some late nights. And so it's exciting to hear somebody's excitement about last night. It helps infuse some energy back in. But she mentioned Obamacare. And actually, interestingly, Speaker Voss mentioned Obamacare today in his press conference with reporters in the Capitol. And said that he is looking forward to seeing what the federal government decides to do in terms of Obamacare and things like Medicaid expansion. Of course, Wisconsin rejected those federal Medicaid dollars, which has been a very partisan issue. Democrats being very displeased that those dollars were rejected, Republicans thinking that that was the responsible thing to do. So it's going to be interesting to see how some of the proposed reforms or the repeal of Obamacare that President-elect Trump has talked about might have an effect on Wisconsin going forward.
A lot to cover in the coming months and years, I guess. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Laurel White. She's WPR's state capitol reporter. She joined us to recap the state Senate and Assembly races decided last night. You can check out all the results in those and other Wisconsin races over at wisconsinvote.org. Get the up to the minutes. Most of the results are in now. There may be a little counting left in some districts. The numbers, how they came out, what the map looks like. Again, that's wisconsinvote.org. And stick around here on the Ideas Network. More election coverage coming out throughout this afternoon. A lot to talk about still on national and state politics coming up here on Central Time.